This episode is brought to you by Essentia. A better you starts with better hydration. Essentia is on a mission to inspire people to do what matters most. Their proprietary ionization process transforms water from any source into ionized alkaline water, providing water that's 99.9% pure with a pH of 9.5 or higher. Essentia overachieving H2O, the number one ionized alkaline water. Shop now.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This podcast is brought to you by Current. Redefine your banking with Current, the future of personal finance. Manage your money smarter, faster, and on the go. No hidden fees, instant transaction alerts, and savings goals you can actually achieve. I've been using Current for years, and they're a great institution. If you'd like to get $50 by signing up to Current, please follow the link in the show notes. Join Current today and experience banking that keeps up with you. Welcome back to the Elon Musk podcast. This is a show where we discuss the critical crossroads that shape SpaceX, Tesla, X, The Boring Company, and Neuralink. And I'm your host, Will Walden. NASA's Curiosity rover has unearthed geological evidence from the Gale Crater on Mars, suggesting it may have once hosted conditions akin to Earth, potentially conducive to microbial life. Now, this discovery comes from the rover's analysis of manganese-rich sandstones, pointing to a time when the red planet might have had an oxygenated environment capable of supporting life forms. A recent study facilitated by the ChemCam instrument aboard Curiosity uncovered unusually high levels of manganese in rocks that once formed part of an ancient lake bed. Published in the Journal of Geophysical Research, Planets, on May 1st, these findings suggest these sediments were likely deposited by flowing water, possibly from rivers or deltas. Now, a spokesperson from the Los Angeles National Laboratory, Patrick Gazda, he's the lead author of the research, commented on the rarity of the formations on Mars due to the planet's current lack of surface oxygen. He said, "It's difficult for manganese oxide to form on the surface of Mars, so we didn't expect to find it in such high concentrations in a shoreline deposit," saying that this is a mystery surrounding the production of oxygen in Mars's ancient atmosphere. Curiosity's ChemCam, which is a collaboration between Los Alamos and CNES, the French space agency, performs its analysis by zapping rocks with a laser to create a plasma, which is then studied to assess the elemental makeup of Mars rocks. Now, this technique has been pivotal in identifying the chemical composition directly from the Martian surface. The structure of the sedimentary rocks examined reveals a composition of sands, silts, and muds. These findings indicate that the sandier, more porous rocks would have allowed groundwater to permeate more easily, potentially carrying oxygen and other elements, like manganese, into these deposits. And on Earth, the presence of manganese is similar in geological settings, often involves biological activity, which accelerates the oxidation processes necessary for manganese deposits. Now, this parallel raises some intriguing possibilities about past life and its potential metabolic pathways on the Martian surface. The researchers consider the Gale Crater lakebed environment a compelling analog to certain terrestrial habitats. Nita Lanza, the principal investigator for ChemCam, remarked on the implications of these parallels, saying, "The Gale Lake environment, as revealed by these ancient rocks, give us a window into a habitable environment that looks surprisingly similar to places on Earth today. And since landing in the Gale Crater in 2012, Curiosity has sent back numerous reports suggesting the area was once awash with water. These reports have progressively bolstered the hypothesis that Mars could have supported life, with the latest data reinforcing this view further due to the conditions conducive to forming manganese oxide. The specifics of the manganese findings trace back to the rover's earlier explorations in 2016, which initially detected manganese oxide in modest amounts. The recent surge in manganese oxide levels discovered in the Murray Formation mudstones has reignited interest and speculation about the ancient Martian atmosphere's oxidative capabilities. Now, the manganese oxide concentrations found in the Murray Formation suggest a significant oxygen presence, a prerequisite for such mineral deposits. This has led scientists to speculate on the sources of mechanics of oxygen production on Mars in its ancient past, which remain largely a mystery. And the geological layering within Gale Crater provides further clues. The transition between two distinct geological units, nicknamed Sutton Island and Blunt's Point, highlights varying sedimentation patterns, likely influenced by their proximity to ancient water sources. This stratification suggests different environmental conditions across the crater, with coarser, larger grain sediments indicating more dynamic water activity, potentially from a nearby river delta or lake shoreline. And such environments would likely have been more conducive to the oxidation and depositing of manganese. Now, Gazda and his team show that there's a need for continued research, though. They need to decode the complex geological and chemical processes that took place on Mars. And he said, these findings point to larger processes occurring in the Martian atmosphere or surface water and show that more work needs to be done to understand oxidation on Mars. Now, the existence of manganese oxide, particularly in high concentrations like these, would also suggest potential biological activity. If microbial life did exist, these organisms might have utilized manganese for energy, similar to some microbial processes observed on Mars. And the implications of these findings extend beyond the geological and chemical characteristics of Mars. They potentially reshape our understanding of the planet's habitability and the commonalities between Mars and Earth during early histories. And as research continues, the parallels drawn between Earth's and Mars' past environments provide a fertile ground for speculation and deeper study into the conditions that might have supported life on Mars.
If you went on a road trip and you didn't stop for a Big Mac or drop a crispy fry between the car seats or use your McDonald's bag as a placemat, then that wasn't a road trip. It was just a really long drive. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
At participating McDonald's.
Want to be more active this summer? Sierra helps you save on everything from swimsuits to stand-up paddle boards, tennis rackets to fishing tackle. And if that doesn't float your boat, we also have pool floats. Sierra, let's get moving. To your local store, like now. Go!
East Discovery feeds into a larger narrative of Mars as a once dynamic and perhaps habitable planet. And looking forward, missions such as Curiosity continue to play a pivotal role in piecing together Mars' environmental puzzle. Each layer of sediment examined and every chemical signature detected adds to our understanding of the red planet's past. Hey, thank you so much for listening today. I really do appreciate your support. If you could take a second and hit the subscribe or the follow button on whatever podcast platform that you're listening on right now, I'd greatly appreciate it. It helps out the show tremendously, and you'll never miss an episode. And each episode is about 10 minutes or less to get you caught up quickly. And please, if you want to support the show even more, go to patreon.com/stage0. And please take care of yourselves and each other, and I'll see you tomorrow.